To prevent sending any background noise into the meeting, mute your line by pressing star 6. To unmute your line, simply press star 6 again. Did you connect to the meeting on a mobile device? If so, there's a greater chance of sending background noise into the meeting. Remember to mute your line by pressing star 6. To unmute your line, simply press star 6 again. Call my computer to connect your audio. Use a USB headset for the best audio quality and meeting experience. If you need to step away from your meeting and place your line on hold, you may introduce on-hold music into the meeting. To avoid this, be sure to mute your line by pressing star 6. To unmute your line, simply press star 6 again.
ICANN should formulate clear key goals and strategies for SSR activities, update them regularly, attain community feedback, and publish the resulting documents. Then, these agreed principles should guide SSR activities throughout the community. Any changes requested? We have regularly. We don't give a time frame for that. Probably objectives would be better. I think we add that.
Thank you. So I just wanted to go back to the point you made about saying updating them regularly. That term could mean any number of things to anyone. I can could say regular is 5 years. You guys could say regular is once a month, once a year. So I think it would be beneficial to define that in a reasonable way, thinking about the amount of time it would take if they have to go back for public comment and planning and all that. So the frequency is best to be determined.
Lauren speaking. What time frame are people considering to be appropriate for this?
not incumbent upon us to have to tell them how to do SSR law recommendations. That's where it's our baby. So this one, I don't think we know what to say. That's my opinion.
So just delete the recommendation as your requirement or your suggestion.
So this is Lauren. I just did the strike through for now, so we still have the text. But if we can't find anything on it, we can chuck it.
Eric, does that apply to the earlier one we moved on from to as well?
Which earlier one, Eric?
2.
So this is the using a process that is aligned with the community review, Eric? That's the one you're thinking of? So this is page 5. Okay.
I agree with that. We're just to review the recommendations, like what would happen to them, not to add more.
Okay, so this is Lauren. Text remains, but is officially cut. Okay. What page is that, Casey? Sorry. So this is the one on the public glossary, bottom of page 6. Do we want to kill that as well? Okay, so the public glossary thing, we strike it?
Yeah, I just want to say on the text still works, but it says what further work is needed, and that is addressing that. It's just not a recommendation.
So you would want to just put it back into the what further work is needed, and we just don't make it a recommendation?
I think it's good words. It's good advice, but it's just, it's not, I wouldn't highlight it as a recommendation. It's just, this is a further work that's needed that would have satisfied.
Okay. Yes. So this is Lauren, just as an idea, we could also essentially write a recommendation for ICANN.org to revisit this report, and essentially look at those where we say this is not fully implemented, and we give them some pointers how to do it, just as an idea. We're at number 6 now, I think.
You're going to fix 4.
I just did. Number 6. ICANN should publish a document clearly outlining the roles and responsibilities Oh, wait. Didn't we do this? Yes, we did. But here, here in 6, we do have very specific recommendations.
We don't have a place in the things we talked about today and yesterday for this piece.
Okay. Proposal from Lauren is, do we want to create an additional Google Doc that we call recommendations?
Absolutely.
And no, because one of them is a proper recommendation that has nothing to do with like the specific text. Okay, so what I'm doing is I make this one green, which indicates we move it to some form of recommendation document, which we don't have yet. Any more comments on 6? Okay, I assume that's enough. Number 7, ICANN should build its current SSR framework by establishing a clear set of objectives and prioritizing its initiatives and activities in accordance with these objectives. We say this is still relevant. Wait, why did we strike this? Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes, I'm getting lost. Yes, I'm sorry. Okay, so recommendation 8. ICANN should continue to refine its strategic plan objectives, particularly the goal of maintaining and driving DNS availability, clear alignment of framework and strategic plan. We say that, as with recommendation 7, there's routine opportunity to comment, discuss priorities, but the chief concern is the level of detail related to SSR activities. In the interest of transparency and accountability, the recommendation remains relevant. However, the mechanisms envisioned by SSR 1 for achieving this have been replaced by other organizational and process tools. ICANN would be useful to undertake more detailed and public objective setting with prioritization done via public community input processes. Furthermore, these objectives would have to be written in a way that allows them to feed into applicable and measurable SSR activities. We have a recommendation here, which is, it is recommended that the process used to develop the SOP should include more community involvement in SSR matters and should provide procedures in setting the objectives and prioritization at more detailed level than is done today. Strike. So this is Lauren. I think we have identified this kind of issue space as something where we want to give a recommendation. So I'm wondering, do we just strike it and then revisit? Okay. Let me make the edit.
This is Eric. Just, I think this one's a really good example of why we don't necessarily have to provide a counter recommendation to SSR1 recommendations, because this recommendation is like, you need to do a better job of outlining some stuff. And we're like, yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
But it's like not measurable. We don't then come back and say, how about another idea? We can just say, like, we should do great justice.
No, this is stuff that would go into the final document, to consider to be moved to recommendation documents. So this is only the case for this one where this is actually a comment, and the one on public comment changing the procedure as to make it searchable and accessible. These are the two green ones right now. Okay, for now we're leaving it, I guess, and we can discuss it in the end. Is there anything else on number 8? Nope. Okay. Recommendation 9, ICANN should assess certification options with commonly accepted international standards, examples for its operational responsibilities. ICANN should publish a clear roadmap towards certification. Here we have two recommendations. While ICANN runs specific infrastructure that some standards might struggle to capture appropriately, there is value in pursuing individual and organizational certifications, particularly if these goals are organized and planned appropriately. Therefore, this recommendation is still relevant and further work is needed. Then recommendations follow. ICANN should fully implement initial SSR 1 recommendation 9. Roadmap should be established toward what certifications activities are being undertaken. And what ICANN is aiming to achieve. ICANN should provide reasoning for their choices, demonstrating how they fit into security and risk management strategies. And in order to reap the benefits of certification and audit regimes, ICANN should set and communicate expectations for organizational and individual audits and certifications, explain how their expectations and plans are appropriate. For example, ICANN org should explain which certifications or trainings are relevant to which roles in the organization and track completion rates.
Second. So you're going to make this green, right?
Well, that depends on what people say.
Yep. This is Denise. I agree. Green. But also, I think something that kind of jumps out as potentially missing here, and I know Boban and Lauren and others have talked about it in this context, is that if I can just really simplify what I've heard quite a bit, is that we hear that ICANN is too unique to use an established ISO standard. So why don't we say that in here? Because I think
that
ICANN is not unique. Well, yes, we have found that these can be used.
So you're saying further work is needed. The team observes that ICANN is able to use, and then list these standards at the bottom, because this green text is going to move elsewhere, but you want to say something here in the part that's remaining.
Okay. Wait a second then. So, sorry, this is wrong. We have this kind of double. So the wording is kind of repeating. So we can just use some here and some there. Okay, I added the uniqueness bit here in the text as well. Yeah, Boba? This is coming from the old recommendation somehow. Yeah, we'll just cut it. It says commonly accepted international standards, so that would be okay. ICANN can be audited and certified along the lines of various standards. Okay. Can I move to 10 or anything else on this one? Okay. 10. ICANN should continue its efforts to step up contract compliance enforcement, provide adequate resources for this function. ICANN should also develop and implement a more structured process for monitoring compliance issues and investigations. We say, was the recommendation fully implemented? No, it was partially implemented. Did it have the intended effect, and how did we conduct assessment? Since 2011, compliance has professionalized and greater transparency is available because of monthly reports. However, it is not clear the extent to which SSI issues are handled within this compliance process. Despite other requirements for compliance improvements, such as those arising from the first use review, and the ATRT first and second report advocating a strengthening of ICANN's compliance function, much improvement work needs to be done. Okay. We have no recommendations for this one, but we say, yes, this continues to be relevant. Further work would be to drill down into greater detail on specific security, stability, and resilience issues, such as those outlined in ICANN's SLA monitoring system, along with details on follow-up and any enforcement action. Do we want to write on, I think Denise, this was yours, right?
Yeah. Yes, thank you, Lauren. I did have this one in my group, and given the extensive discussion about abuse issues and the role of compliance and registrars and registries, I suspect there's going to be a lot about this in the other section of the report, so I would suggest that we handle that and come back and make sure.
Okay, I'm just writing recommendation on compliance, coloring it green as a link for later inclusion. Recommendation 11. ICANN should finalize and implement measures of success for new GTLDs and IDN Fast Track that expressly relate to its SSR-related program objectives, including measurements for the effectiveness of mechanisms to mitigate domain name abuse. We say, actions have been taken to mitigate domain name abuse. Implementation did not have its intended effect. SSR one recommendation 11 was aimed at embedding SSR one consideration into the expansion of the DNS space. But there are no measures for success. And the recommendation we have here is coordinated vulnerability disclosure reporting would have an would be an excellent project for ICANN to progress. It is difficult to assess the status of this initiative as the link included in the staff report goes to the document from 2013. Essentially, we discussed this on the ICANN internal, so I would say this is a green one to be included.
This might be locked because I was going to try and change it myself. I think we should say that the DAR system has been proposed, but not implemented at this point. Instead of the fact that so just stating it was simply created, and I think Spec 11 relating to some SSR obligations for new GTLD registries is an area we'll want to be addressing in our ICANN SSR section under registry.
So this is Lauren. This is why it's green. Would you add that to the text, Denise? You would know best where to put it because you wrote this. you did not? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Can I move to number 12? I assume yes. ICANN should work with the community to identify SSR-related best practices and support the implementation of such practices through contracts, agreements, MOUs, and other mechanisms. Okay. We say recommendation was not fully implemented. We have a very, very long text on that. And the recommendation that's already in green, ICANN should work with the community to identify SSR-related best practices and then implement the practices through contracts, agreement, MOUs, and other mechanisms. Are we happy with that? Okay. Recommendation 13, ICANN should encourage all supporting organizations to develop and publish SSR-related best practices for their members. We have a recommendation here, which is that ICANN should adopt a general SSR policy and strategy, which requires SOs to discuss and implement relevant aspects and make available relevant information to their constituents.
I'm sorry, can we back up to 12 for a second?
Yes.
Well, okay, it's not measurable. So I think...
I realize that.
Well, then this is one of the things that we were quite vocal about, and we have all assured ourselves we won't do. So it's not that the recommendation should get scuttled or has to get scuttled, but we should strive to try and, if it's going to be a recommendation, it should be measurable.
This is Lauren. I mean, these are not final, Eric, right? These are the ones we will move into a document and then edit them accordingly.
So looking ahead to 14, if people are ready.
Is that okay?
14 seems very. I mean, 13. We just marked it, make it measurable, so that when we actually do get to that part of the document and import that, we will.
Okay. This is Lauren again. So essentially, we were at ICANN should adopt a general SSR policy and strategy which requires SOs to discuss and implement relevant aspects and make available relevant information to their constituents. Do we want to strike this, or do we want to integrate this into our own recommendations?
It seems to overlap with things we talked about, so I think we can safely strike it.
Okay. Not getting anything, so probably not. Okay, number 14. ICANN should ensure that its SSR-related outreach activities continuously evolve to remain relevant, timely, and appropriate. We have no recommendation, and we say this recommendation remains relevant. SSR communities are non-stationary, always evolving. Staying in step and plugged in with them is critical. Are we happy with that? No recommendation needed? Okay, continuing. Number 15, ICANN should act as a facilitator in the responsible disclosure and dissemination of DNS security threats and mitigation techniques. We have a recommendation, which is ICANN should provide anonymized metrics of the vulnerability disclosure process on a regular and timely basis. We have talked about that process yesterday, so it makes sense to also green it up and see how it will be included in the end. Any comments? None? Good. 16. ICANN should continue its outreach efforts to expand community participation and input into the SSR framework development process. ICANN should establish a process for obtaining more systematic input from other ecosystem participants. Our recommendation here is the following. ICANN needs to develop an overarching SSR strategy that includes measurable or trackable objectives pertaining to the acquisition of external feedback and outreach to relevant non-community as well as community stakeholders. This should incorporate some of the observations made under the review of previous recommendations.
There's an extra word, right?
There was an extra word.
I was like trying to figure out for what?
What shall we do with this one?
I think we talked about this today in terms of the way we different things need to integrate, and we talked about parts of it yesterday. So I think we make it green.
Okay, green. Any more comments? No? Okay. 17. ICANN should establish a more structured internal process. Shall I skip everything without recommendations? Okay. Next recommendation refers to 20. ICANN should increase the transparency of information about organization and budget.
There is a recommendation there.
Where?
It's not flagged as a recommendation. It says SSR recommendation should be reconsidered and reissued in a form that can be effectively assessed in the future. I mean, I'm fine with that. I just want to make sure we just kind of skimmed over. I don't know if it's anything anybody has any consternation over it. Kind of like a recommendation that we're essentially reissuing that recommendation.
Okay, so that's a green. Sorry about that. So 20. ICANN should increase the transparency of information about organization budget related to implement the SSR framework and performing SSR-related functions. As recommendation we have, ICANN should increase the transparency of information about organization and budget related to implementing the SSR framework and performing SSR-related functions. So there's definitely at least a lack of trackability.
Yeah, this is Denise. This recommendation at the very end, I say the recommendation continues to have relevance today, and I would recommend as part of our sort of wrap-up work, we come back to this. I think of it as sort of a foundational tool to support many other recommendations and focus that we're providing for ICANN.
So this is Lauren. Yes, I think this reappears all the time. By the way, I did add a kind of a list at the bottom if people want to scroll down with kind of the reappearing issues as well. Any other comments on 20? No. Okay. Let me see where the next one.
Just for context, 20, 21, and 22 are all very similar and sort of treated the same way.
Okay. So 22 has a recommendation. But it's essentially the same topic. ICANN should publish, monitor, and update documentation on the organization budget resources. So this is also a green one to be included. So then there is recommendation 24 and 23 and 24, where we are still doing some interviews. So this is probably the ones that we will kind of have to discuss on call at some point. And then...
So 23 ends with a pointer to later in the report.
I know I wrote a lot. I think this comes to the heart of the SSR problem with the ICANN model. So I expanded on it. Maybe I should send it to CCR. I think that it's a symptom of denial that to say that ICANN could ensure that decisions are reached in an objective manner, free from external or internal pressure. The whole multi-stakeholder model is designed to include these pressures. They're supposed to balance each other out, and they don't. And I don't know how we could not make a comment on that. But we could punt this to the future. I mean, I wrote a bunch of stuff. We can...
This is Lauren. So my proposal is we put a note under 23, which is to be addressed in final recommendations. Would this be okay?
Yep.
It already says that.
Okay.
Last sentence says.
Okay, it's not green yet.
I thought green was for text you were going to move.
Yeah, but this is the thing. Like, this will also lead to some form of recommendations.
There's plenty of other things we talked about the last 2 days that are going to cause us to write that.
Okay, so 24 is the same, where there's still...
I don't understand this line of stars.
Casey?
I also
okay, so 25 is about identifying near and longer term risks. I don't think we need to discuss this here because this is coming from ICANN SSR2. Yeah, we have a whole section, so that's fine. ICANN should prioritize timely completion of risk management of a risk management framework. I'm sorry, I'm also getting tired. I think this would also say, belongs to risk management. 27 is still risk management, so that is covered by ICANN SSR. We have a recommendation there, however, which is if one were to rephrase this recommendation, the review team believes what was meant was ICANN's risk management framework should be clearly articulated, aligned strategically against the requirements and objectives of the organization, describe relevant measures of success, and how they are to be assessed. The review team also took note of the conclusion of the DNS risk framework report and the 2016 identified system security, stability, and resiliency framework recommends that these be taken into account as resource documents for the development of any risk management frameworks. What shall we do with this? Oh, yes. Yeah. I think she's still looking for that. No, so this is 27. No. Yes. I'm just saying, what do we do with this one? Do we strike it? Do we move it to... Okay. Okay. Green. So the upper part, I mean, the lower part is more of an implementation that would probably better be served to be put up to the further work needed. recommendation 28 has no recommendation attached. We say it is still relevant, and that's it. And that is on threat detection mitigation, threat and incident information dissemination. So I would say we make a green comment that we have to say something about this.
This one then, we're waiting to hear what if.
Oh,
if Scott was
oh yeah, Scott, we're waiting on you on this
offline.
So this is Lauren. If this was added very recently, if not, as in less than 2 weeks ago, then it should be here. Then it's not there probably. If you could check, Scott, that would be great. So this is Lauren, just asking if it would be possible for us to have a chat at some point about this, Scott, like off the record, so we can kind of see what we're going to do with this. Is this doable? Okay. Okay. So I just want to have people's attention on the last point, if we could scroll down on the big screen too, which is essentially the summary comments or the reappearing issues that we identified throughout the text. So I kind of did this in the end. We have a lack of indicators, measurements, and goalposts, number one. Number two, there's a lack of publicly available evidence and procedures. Number three, there's a lack of community review and accountability in some cases. We see a lack of overarching strategy goals and comprehensive policy. There's a lack of clear definitions in some cases. There's a lack of clarity in terms of what is being done. And there's a lack of integrated security management, for example, when it comes, you know, the whole thing of like policy, procedures, standards, baselines, guidelines, as we see in standard security management. Are there any comments on this? Otherwise, I would propose to also have this green as it already is to be included in our final recommendations. Denise, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Denise. So I guess I was thinking of this as a really useful background preamble before we get into the details of our assessment. In addition, we may want to turn this into to specific recommendations in the recommendations section, but I think because these comments were woven throughout the observations on the SSR1 implementation, I think it would be good to at the beginning of the SSR1 implementation stuff, say, that we have observations that apply broadly across many recommendations, and we found the following, and then try and give that background and context before they read through.
So this is Lauren. I think it makes sense to do that, but I think it also makes sense to leave it in green. This doesn't mean they become that,
yes,
right?
Both.
Just
it'll be both
considered.
A recommendation and a
okay.
preamble.
I will put. Sorry. Say again. Last page. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on it.
Okay, this is Lauren. So thank you very much, everybody. I know this was a bit special, but as you know, this was a very long process, and in the end, we lacked quite a bit of information writing this. So we're done with that. I'm giving back to Russ for probably wrap up because we're 10 minutes behind time.
Thank you, Lauren. I know that was, you know, difficult, and thank you for picking up the pen when we were in a log jam situation. Thank you very, very much. We all owe you many beers, so if we each buy you one tonight, you'll feel really good tomorrow. Okay, turn it over to Jennifer to go over the actions.
Thank you, Russ. So despite the long day, I have very few action items. The first being for staff to circulate a table of the DNS SSR topics and volunteers for each one, and then an action for team members to review the table and add their names against any items they would like to work on. And I think that is all we have for the moment.
So did you had the table, right? Okay. Okay, any other business? We're done. We'll see you in the morning. Thank you.